Roger Grossman back with you in the Tiger Den after one. Wauwatosa 13, Warsaw 9. Warrior ball to start the second. Still working to the near end. Which gets you some stats here in a second. Wauwatosa 5 of 7 in that quarter from the field. 1 of 2 at the arc, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Warsaw 4 of 9 for the field, 1 of 5 at the arc. Did not attempt the free throw. Holdsworth with the pass into traffic. Sullivan tipped it away and stole it for the Tigers. Outlets to Berger. Berger angles toward the top. Now finds Gould between the circles. Dribbles and hands off to Martin. He'll bring it to the top of the circle. Inside to a wide open Finlinson, who puts it up and in. Robbie didn't know how open he was. He was wide open. Could have taken one dribble and laid it in. Instead, it shot a little five-footer with nobody on him and makes it 13-11. Holdsworth across the line. Finlinson picks him up. Looking for Zbarth and finds him right in front of the Warsaw bench. Down to the baseline, Maddox Everingham against Martin. Spins into the baseline side, leans in, shoots it lefty, missed it short. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Martin for the Tigers. Martin in transition, up the far side. Stumbles down the left side of the arc. Throws it back out to Berger. Across the top to Carson Gould. Now Gould will hand off to Sullivan on the weave. Sullivan, backdoor pass, Martin wide open for two. He fooled Wallace into thinking the pass was going to go to the corner, and he whipped it inside. Martin's got his first two. We have our third tie. It's 13-13. 6:40 left to play first half. Holdsworth dribbling slowly across the line against Finlinson. Now out top off a screen. Holdsworth down to the right block. Stumbles, almost fell down. Whipped up pass inside, and Lewis traveled with the ball. Lewis got caught traveling that time, out of bounds to the Tigers with a chance to regain the lead. Shoemaker back in for the Warriors. And there go the Tigers the other way. Carson Gould across the timeline. Dribbles right, gives to Sullivan in the center circle. Left side, Finlinson. Pressured there by Everingham. Out top to Martin, down inside to Sullivan. And Sullivan lost the ball. Taken away by Holdsworth. He'll drive in, stumble, and put it up. And they're going to count the basket. Holy cow, he traveled big time. And not only did he do that, the foul occurred before he'd even started to jump. Oh, my goodness sake. Martin gets the foul. That is his first. Score the field goal for Holdsworth, who's got six, and his average is only 7.5. Wauwatosa back to the lead, 15-13. Weston Hoffert, the 5'8 junior, was in for a moment. He's back out. Martin gets a break. Finlinson back out for the Tigers. Bricker also into the game. Holdsworth shoots and hits. He's got seven here in the first half. 16-13, Wauwatosa, almost 2 minutes into quarter two. Carson Gould, pressured. Now to Bricker, to Carson Gould, back to a pass. Finlinson, great catch inside, turns and shoots and shot it short. Rebound to Zbar. He'll start up the court. Foul called against Finlinson. And that's his second. If you remember a year ago in the JV game up at Wauwatosa, Finlinson had a rough first half and then blew up for 20 points in the second half. Robbie will come out. Martin back in. 16-13 Warriors. Opening night of Northern Lakes Conference play. Three games tonight. Northridge and Goshen tomorrow. Warsaw comes out in a 1-2-2, two-thirds of a court trap. Holdsworth trap, got it out of there to Maddox Everingham. Now to Miles, back out to Holdsworth. Near sideline to Maddox. Back to Holdsworth. In the lane, Shoemaker dumps it across. Zbarth blocked from behind. Sullivan swatted it and then dives to keep it in bounds. Tigers 3-on-3 the other way. Carson Gould down the lane, stumbles, turns, shoots, and scores. Carson with his first two. Warsaw within one, 16-15. Again, Tigers back into that 1-2-2 trap. Holdsworth across the line. Trapped as he got across. Needs help. Bounces it. Take it away. Carson Gould to steal. Up ahead to Berger. Berger runs in. Crosses over. Puts it up. Whistle. Oh, they're going to call it offensive foul. Holy cow. Mark Berger's going to get his second foul. And that's two rough calls that have gone against the Tigers. And Matt Moore is not at all happy. Arms folded. He'd like a word. And that official is going to come stand right in front of him. Berger moving left to right, or right to left across the lane. There's no way that the Wallasey player could have had legal guarding position. So Wallasey dodges a bullet there. Holzwar drives the right side of the lane, kicks it out. Zeebarth, a three over Bricker, and it's good. Zeebarth with his first points, and it's 19-15, Wallasey by four. 4.5 minutes left to play first half. Martin on the weave, left side Bricker. Bricker looking cross court underneath the Martin on the block. He'll wheel inside and score. Caught the ball in the left block, turned back into the lane, got all the way around Holdsworth to put it in. 19-17, Tigers within two. 4:15 left to play first half. Typical Warsaw Wallasey. Miles Everingham across the line. Holdsworth down the lane, lost it, got it back, and threw it out of bounds. He saw Zeebarth cutting to the basket. Zeebarth, instead of going to the basket where he probably would have had a layup, went back to the corner to kind of get out of his way. And he threw it into the student section where it was caught by one of the Lady Tiger basketball players down there. They play at Wallasey tomorrow. Martin back to Carson Gould, left wing. Out is Sullivan for three. No good. Carson Gould the rebound. In the lane, back to Bricker. Bricker around a man at the foul line. Makes a head fake. Leans in. Finger rolls it up. He banked it in. Bricker with a field goal in each quarter. He's got four. It's 19-19. And a timeout will be called here by Wallasey. It's a full timeout with 3:39 left to play in the first half. 19-19 is our score. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. 19-19 our score. Not a huge surprise. Very, very aggressive defensive game on both ends. Wallasey with the ball looking to regain the lead. 3.5 minutes left to play first half. Weston DeLong back in the game. Kicks it out top. Zeebarth with a head fake. A drive in. Shoots over Tristan Wilson from 12 and hits. Zeebarth with a couple baskets this quarter. One of them a three. And it's 21-19. Brant Martin left corner. Hands back Carson Gould left wing. Looking inside at Martin, couldn't get him the ball. Now Carson will bring it out to the top. He'll hand back to Bricker. Bricker drives the free throw line, got into the lane, falls, fires, and rolls it in. Bricker off the wrong foot, rolled that one home. Our fifth tie, we've had two lead changes, 21-21 the score. Warsaw continues to press. Now on the far side, Hogwarts out near midcourt. Oh, I'm sorry, that's Miles Everingham out near midcourt. Long pass inside, tipped and taken away. Tipped, I think, by Bricker, grabbed by Carson Gould, top of the circle. Runs the free throw line, backs down in, throws it right side for Wilson. Wilson back out for Carson Gould. Gould hands back to Sullivan on the left. He'll start right, now picks up his dribble, down to the left corner for Carson Gould. And Gould holds, dribbles a couple times, bounces it to Bricker. Sullivan wants it, gets it outside the block. Takes it in the lane. Backdoor cut. Bricker flying to the rack for two. Sullivan drew the defense out away from the basket. Bricker cut in behind it. Beautifully set up. Warsaw back to the lead. 23-21. 2:02 left to play first half. Again, the Tigers are pressing. Miles Everingham out top for Zeebarth. Zeebarth to the center circle. Miles Everingham. Now they kick it from the right side to Maddox Everingham for three. Good feed by Weston DeLong. He knew exactly what he was going to do with it when he got it. And he gave Wallasey the lead back, 24-23 with 1:40 to go in the half. Bricker, right corner to Wilson. Back out to Bricker. Nope, Sullivan was going to cut to the basket and then stopped. And Bricker threw in the ball. Out top, Martin drives in on Weston DeLong. Got past him and scored. All of a sudden, the points are free-flowing. 25-24, Warsaw back up by one. 1:18 left to go first half. Cross the line, Miles Everingham. Dribbles right, Warsaw did not press that time. Everingham lost the ball, picks it back up. Zeebarth, a three over Gould, is good. Eight in the quarter and the game. 27-25, Wallasey by two. 58 seconds left to go first half. Left side, Sullivan. Out top for Martin. Drives right into a double team. Got bumped. Foul called. It'll be an on-shooting foul. And out of bounds to the baseline to the Tigers with 47.9 on Wallasey's first foul of the quarter. Hoffert, I believe, got the foul. He did. His first. Lewis and Holzwert come back in for the Warriors. DeLong and Miles Everingham are out. And Shoemaker also back in for Wawasee. On the inbounds, they get it into Martin on the low block. They'll back it out to the wing. Bricker's posted up, couldn't get open. Wilson out top for three, no good. Long rebound grab by Everingham, and Maddox advances the ball for Wawasee. They've got a chance now for the last shot of the quarter, leading by two with 32 seconds left in it. Out top. Zbarth near the center circle against Tristan Wilson. Not a Holdsworth. Holdsworth holding 19 seconds. Now 18, 17. Bricker's close enough for a count. Now on the right side for Everingham. At the top, Lewis. Near side, Holdsworth. 6 seconds. Now five. Out top, Zbarth. Dribbling left. Fakes. Leans in. Foul call. Foul called against the Tigers. Sullivan gets his first, but they're saying it's a non-shooting foul. So if that's true, that's an even worse call. And Lou Lefevre wants to know what's up with that. 1.5 left, out of bounds on the side to the Warriors. They lead by two. 1.5 left. Holdsworth looking, lobs underneath the basket, intercepted by Sullivan, and the time will run out, and that'll do it for the first half. Lefevre still barking because his guy made a pump fake, fell backwards, and there wasn't a Tiger that touched him, to be 100% honest. 16-14 in the quarter. Warsaw outscores Wawasee. They still trail at halftime 27-25. First half scoring comes your way after these words on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here in the Tiger Den on opening night of Northern Lakes Conference play. Wawasee leads Warsaw 27-25. First half scoring for the Warriors. Colin Zbarth, 8 points, all in the second quarter, including 2 3-point baskets, his 7th and 8th of the season. Miles Everingham just 2 points in the first half. Darius Lewis had 2 off the bench. Weston DeLong had 2. Maddox Everingham hit 2 3-pointers. He has 6. And Nolan Holzwart is their leader at halftime. He has 7. For Warsaw, Luke Bricker is the leader with 8 points, 6 of those in the second quarter. Robbie Finlinson, a 3 and a 2 for 5. Maiden Berger with 2. Brant Martin's got 6. Carson Gould, 2. And Luke Yeager with 2, but also picked up 2 quick fouls. It was 13-9 Wawasee at the end of one. Tigers outscored Wawasee 16-14 in the second to get to within 2 at 27-25. We were tied 5 times at 5, 7, 13, 19, and 21, and we had 6 lead changes. The JV game went to Warsaw earlier tonight, 47-37. They're now 4-1. Tristan Wilson had 10 points. 3 others had 7 or more. And last night in the freshman boys game, Warsaw beat Wawasee 34-28. Jalen Reese's team is now 7-0. Again, at halftime of the varsity game, 27-25, Wawasee. We'll come back and give you the first half stats. Brought to you by Oliver Bergen, next on News Now Warsaw. Time in the Tiger Den, 27-25. Wawasee has the lead. Halftime stats are brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oliver Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oliverbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. In the first half, Wawasee shot 71% from the field. They were 10 of 14, 4 of 5 for 3-point range, 3 out of 3 at the free throw line. Warsaw was 12 of 20 for the field, 60%. Imagine shooting 60% for the first half and still be losing. That's what Warsaw is doing. They're 1 out of 7 from 3-point range. They're 11 of 13 from 2-point range. They did not attempt a free throw in the first half. Rebounding edge because of the shooting, 6-5 in Warsaw's favor. There were only 2 total offensive rebounds in the first half. Both belonged to Warsaw. The Tigers had 7 assists on 12 made baskets. Wawasee had 7 assists on 10 made baskets. And each team had six turnovers. Points off turnovers. Big difference here. Those six Warsaw turnovers turned into 14 Warsaw points. That's more than 2 points per turnover. Usually, it's one for one. Warsaw finished with six in the first half. Second chance points. Warsaw two. Wawasee none. And points off the bench. Wawasee four. Warsaw two. Both teams, pretty respectable points per possession. Wawasee a 1.28. Warsaw 1.04. Individually for the Tigers, Luke Bricker, 4 of 5. He hit his last four shots. 0 of 1 for 3-point range for his 8 points. Robbie Finlinson, 2 of 5 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3-point range. He's got 5 first-half points. Brant Martin started to warm up in that second quarter. 3 out of 4 from the field, 0 of 1 from the arc. And he has 6 first-half points. Rebounding leader for the Tigers, Carson Gould and Luke Yeager, each with 2 rebounds. Warsaw with 3 steals, 3 different guys with 1 each. For Wawasee, their rebounding leader was Colin Zebarth, who had 2. And again, collectively, they only had 5 rebounds. But that's because Wawasee shot 70% from the field in the first half, and Warsaw shot 60. We'll see how the second half turns out. Those are the final stats for the first half, brought to you by Altifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at altiferbergen.com. We start the third after these words on News Now Warsaw.